ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् 9th canto chapter 21 entitled The Dynasty of Bharat text 18 तत्प्रसंगानुभावेन रन्ति देवानुवर्तिनः अभवन् योगिनः सर्वे नारायणपरायणाः एंड पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद All those who followed the principles of King Rantidev were totally favored by his mercy and became pure devotees attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. Thus, they all became the best of yogis. Purport: The best yogis or mystics are the devotees, as confirmed by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita. 6.47 योगिनाम अपि सर्वेषां मद्गतेनांतरात्मना श्रद्धावान् भजते यो माम् समेयुक्ततमो मतः Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. The best yogi is he who constantly thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Because Rantidev was the king, the chief executive in the state, all the residents of the state became devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, by the king's transcendental association. This is the influence of a pure devotee. If there is one pure devotee, his association can create hundreds and thousands of pure devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnava is meritorious in proportion to the number of devotees he has created. A Vaishnava becomes superior not simply by jugglery of words, but by the number of devotees he has created for the Lord. Here the word Rantidevanuvartinaha indicates that Rantidev's officers, friends, relatives and subjects all became first-class Vaishnavas by his association. In other words, Rantidev is confirmed herein to be a first-class devotee or Mahabhagavat. Mahatsevam dvaramahur vimuktehe. One should render service to such Mahatmas, for then one will automatically achieve the goal of liberation. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has also said, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keva. One cannot be liberated by his own effort, but if one becomes subordinate to a pure Vaishnava, the door to liberation is open. Hare Krishna. So, with this verse, we are coming to the conclusion of the beautiful pastime of King Rantidev, one of the exalted devotees of the Lord, performing pure devotional service. Once His Grace Prahlad Priya Prabhu was expressing how in the corporate world, in the computer, they have a program called ETL, Extraction, Transformation, Loading, something like that. And he was explaining so much data in the computer. So suppose I want to know how many people have done their interaction or exchange with the Axis Bank or ICICI Bank only. So I put an information and I just put it into the computer and it extracts only those exchanges that have happened with this particular bank. Only those customers with this particular interaction or exchange it gives, and then loads it in a separate, it transforms it and loads it in a separate place. So from a multitude of data I can feed what I want, and I can extract only what I want and put it in another place. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Srila Vyasadeva's ETL. From all his other Vedic data, after his boss Narada Muni, when Vyasadeva was not satisfied, his boss came and he said, now you have this new, I'm going to give you a new software. Do an ETL on pure devotional service. Type in pure devotional service. Only. So from the creation, you know, I think Suhotra Maharaj was once mentioning this whole thing, dynasty, his dynasty, this Manu, that Manu, this Manvantara, das Manvantara. He had 10 children, he had one, and then he had four, and so the whole information is there. And the whole is, all of this is nothing but the purport of Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarvam Pravartate. How from him came Manus, from him came all the, from him came Brahma, from him came everything is coming, and he is like the original source. So whole Manvantara is there. How much is the data? Who had how many sons? Who bothers, by the way? But then we are interested in history. But why history? Why should we study the history? Actually, why in a country we have study of history? It's because you realize what you have today. So many people have struggled to provide what you are enjoying today. What struggle people have gone through. That's why, you know, this Jayanti, that appearance day, and his passing away, and the day we got freedom. So for this country to exist and enjoy the freedom, what all people have gone through. So remember them. Zara aankh mein bhar lo pani. Jo shaheed hue hain unki zara yaad karo qurbani. So that you may actually appreciate what you have and also understand the responsibility in giving others. Similarly, we have our Mahajans, whose appearance and disappearance day, it's a must that we remember them, just to respect them. How do we physically respect somebody? By bowing down. How do we verbally respect someone? By praising their glories. But how do we mentally respect them? By deeply appreciating their unique contribution. By remembering them on those appearance and disappearance days. By speaking about it, and deep in our heart, having the highest respect for those great souls, for what they did actually. That's why then history is relevant. Otherwise, so much history, simply, you know, every day pages and pages of history is being filled. Who bothers actually after? Sometimes you throw it, that's all. Just to pass the exam, sometimes people read. But these histories, these ETL of Vyasadeva, on the instruction of his spiritual master, Narada Muni, who also put in his biodata. Narada Muni said, how I became a pure devotee. From there, from the beginning of creation till the writing of Srimad Bhagavatam, screening is being done. Okay, this Manvantara, this Manu, this Manu, and he had so many sons and so many sons and so, and Rantidev, and so many, and Dhruva, and so many sons and sons and sons, and suddenly Prahlad. So extract, hear about the transformation that they created, and load it in a separate place for relevant history, valuable history. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore he is telling Puru had so many sons, and then he had Chakti and this and this and this. And then they had two sons, and one of them was Rantidev. Again it just blows up. And then we discuss Rantidev. So, now here, what do we learn? What is the most kind of preeminent character for which Rantidev stands up in the Bhagavatam history? What is the most outstanding factor? Can someone say, what is the one quality that immediately, the moment you think of Rantidev, one quality immediately comes? Pardon? Selfless service, all right. Anything else? Compassion, selfless service, that's almost similar. Born out of compassion. In the Bhagavad Gita is a law book, and Bhagavatam is a law journal. So in Bhagavad Gita there is a verse. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshana. Classical example of this verse, 5.18. Bhagavad Gita. Here is a person, Prabhupada writes, this is very important, therefore, summary also is very important. Sometimes we skip the summary, which is very, in the summary, Srila Prabhupada makes very interesting few comments he makes. Rantidev, yeah. As an exalted devotee, Rantidev saw every living entity in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he completely engaged his mind, his words, and his very self in the service of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. And one example is given when he was tested by the Supreme Lord through his agents to glorify him and to show him his greatness to the whole world. But one outstanding thing that stands out is this particular aspect of Rantidev. And it's very interesting. What is Samadarshi? Actually, he captured the heart of the Lord by this quality of Samadarshi. In the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvas Muni, when Ambarish Maharaj or Durvasa goes to Vaikuntha and Lord speaks about the glories of Ambarish, at that time, there is a very interesting verse and very beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada explaining this particular word, Samadarshi. Lord Vishnu is telling, Mai nirbaddha hridayaha sadhavaha samadarshanaha vashe kurvanti mam bhaktya satstriyaha satpatim yatha. The translation is, as chaste women bring their gentle husbands under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart bring me under their full control. Such a beautiful example. As chaste woman bring the gentle husbands under control. A chastity in the woman can actually bring a gentle husband under her control. That is the chemistry. The nature of the woman is ideal. Is she actually makes the husband feel that you are the controller. And in this way, she completely controls him. Similarly, Krishna, the Lord himself is saying, Mai Nirbaddha. Nirbaddha means captured, helplessly captured. Mai Nirbaddha Hridayaha. They capture me in their heart. Sadhavaha Samadarshanaha. Vashe Kurvanti Mam Bhaktya. By their devotion, they actually capture me in the heart. And why? Sadhavaha Samadarshanaha. Two words that is used. One is Samadarshanaha, another one is Sadhavaha. So, what is Samadarshanaha? Panditaha Samadarshanaha. Right, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Pandita. Now Prabhupada explains in that purport, who is a Pandita? Who is a learned person? A pure devotee, see he says first of all that universal brotherhood is actually, is possible only when one is a pure devotee. You can't practice universal brotherhood unless a person is a pure devotee. We may speak big words about universal fatherhood and universal brotherhood. But unless one is a pure devotee, it is not possible. He says, a pure devotee is actually learned because he knows his constitutional position. First of all, that is, I am not the body, I am the soul. Eternally, sanatanaha, mamaivamsho jivaloki. Eternally, I am the part and parcel of Krishna, first and foremost. Then, the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. About his position, he has no doubts. About the Lord's position, he has absolutely no doubt. And the relation between the Lord and the living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person only can be fully Samadarshana. He sees Lord as absolute Father, the controller, the maintainer of every living entity. And every living entity from Brahma to insignificant microbe as his part and parcel. Such a person is automatically liberated. The moment we realize our position and the position of the Lord, actually that person is liberated. Liberated from the three modes of nature. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na shochati na kaangshati samah sarveshu bhuteshu. Such a person is samah sarveshu bhuteshu. He actually doesn't see the body. He sees that soul, tiny spark, desperately caught up in the cycle of birth and death since time immemorial. And in ignorance, trying to create so many facilities to solve and adjust his miseries in this world. In the name of so many isms, political, social, cultural isms. But everyone is desperately trying to remove this miserable condition. Trying to adjust this material world to become happy. Not understanding that this is specifically designed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to actually create a miserable situation. And therefore, the only way, mama maya duratyaya. Maam eva ye prapadyante maya me. You want to get over maya? You want to become happy? You really want to really be relieved of all miseries, problems, all the dualities of this world? There's only one way. The essence of all political life is to create a facility whereby everyone surrenders to Krishna. The essence of all philosophical speculation or philosophical understanding is to convince people this is the only way. The essence of all cultural revolutions, so many people are creating so many political solutions. Genuinely, Karl Marx thought that this book, Das Kapital, will actually bring equality. Samadarshina, everyone will become equal. He was convinced. So also millions of people under him for 80, 90 years before they realized it was a total disaster. So all, therefore, real philosopher is he who concludes Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti sam mahatma sudulo. He is a real philosopher. And who is a politician? Real politician is one who organizes this whole world in such a way, and like great souls like Arantidev, etc., by their own example, showing this is the only way. And because they are Samadarshina, Prabhupada gives another understanding of this. He says, he can comprehend the happiness and distress of all living beings. What is happy or distress to me is the same with others, and therefore he is sympathetic. And he is convinced the essence, the root of all suffering is ignorance of one's own constitutional nature, the Lord's constitutional nature, and our relationship. And all these solutions automatically comes if one is convinced about this knowledge. Everything else is secondary. That is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur impressed upon Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was happily defeated and convinced that there is only one problem, Krishna consciousness. Lack of Krishna consciousness. And there is only one solution, Krishna consciousness. So many people, so much energy, so much time, so much money, so much endeavor, trying to solve problems genuinely. But because it is arising from ignorance, even though emotion is very appreciated, but because it is arising out of ignorance or incomplete knowledge, all the solutions are simply increasing the pages in history of failures. So Bhagavatam is to convince. In fact, somewhere in the Mahabharata, somewhere Vyasadeva is telling, please, 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 raising my hand, I'm declaring, please, please, everyone, surrender to Krishna. There is no other way. There is no other way. Another very interesting thing about these great souls, like Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, Naivo dvije paraduratyaya vaitaranya Tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta Shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimudhan. Very interesting. Prahlad Maharaj is saying there are two powerful emotions in these pure devotees. Two powerful emotions. The first emotion is in the first part of the shloka, 7.9.43, I think. Please refer to this. Read this beautiful verse. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, na eva udvije. Udvije means, I'm not disturbed, I'm not afraid. I'm not disturbed in this world. I'm not afraid. People are afraid, people are tremendously disturbed. Therefore, they are not able to practice Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, na eva udvije. I'm not disturbed, I'm not afraid. Duratyaya vaitaranya. Though I'm in this material world, which is duratyaya, mama maya, duratyaya. Very difficult to cross over. Why? Why I am not at all disturbed and afraid? He says, Tvadvirya, Gayana. And Gayana is translated by Prabhupada as from chanting and distributing. Because a person is fully busy, Tvadvirya, Krishna, your glories, Para, O my Lord, Vasudeva, O Krishna, Tvadvirya, your name, form, qualities, activities and abode, in chanting and in distributing. Mahamrita, Mahamrita. Because they are relishing this Amrita, Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, Magna Chitta. They are completely Kallola Magnao Muhur, Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita Abdhi Lahari. Because they are drowning in the oceanic depths of the devotion within the core of their heart, Magna Chitta, Mahamrita, they are relishing. Therefore, even the words that they speak is so soothing to the heart of other living entities, suffering living entities. Because they are relishing the overflow. Sometimes it overflows. Their deep realizations. And that's Amrita. That's why when he is told that Brahmana, when Rantidev, and he spoke those two famous verses, that this doesn't trouble me. It is like nectar, more than the food that he gave. His words were more satisfying, because the food only satisfies the body. But the words that Rantidev spoke not only satisfied those souls of those people, but since time immemorial, has been satisfying and nourishing the lives of millions of people. Just those two verses, which he spoke in complete absorption in service to the Lord. So, Mahamrita Magna Chitta. But simultaneously, even though they are relishing, Shoche Tato, but still I am lamenting, crying. Can you imagine? They are enjoying and relishing and joyful and simultaneously crying tears. Shoche Tato Vimukha Chetasa. Whose consciousness, Chitta, is Vimukha, is just turned away from the Supreme Personality of Vimukha Chetasa Indriyartha. Turning their attention external. Nate Vidu Swarthagatim Vishnum Durashayaye Bahirarthamani. Because they think something outside is valuable. So much energy they are trying to put in trying to find satisfaction and happiness and solution to miseries, looking elsewhere. And because of that, maya sukhaya, for temporary, illusory kind of happiness, which doesn't actually exist, it's only a mental concoction. I'm happy. It's like a drunken man is sleeping in the gutter. He thinks he's very happy. Bharam udvahato. And there are huge responsibilities they are carrying. Huge responsibilities. Self-created burden. They have created the whole burden. The foundation is big illusion. I am this body and all these extension is mine. And they have this self-created burden of unnecessary necessities, Prabhupada says in 7th canto. Unnecessary necessities. And vimudhan, ahankar vimudhatma kartaham. They think, I can actually solve this problem. I know the solution. I perfectly understand what is wrong here. I know the solution. Hiranyakashipu was convinced. Ravana was convinced. As much as Karl Marx or any one of the isms who is Prabhupada. They are convinced from the bottom of their heart. People can't understand. I exactly have found out the pulse. I really know exactly what are the solution. So many. And because of them, millions of people are following. Yat andha yatha andhi upaniyamana tepi shatantram urudam nibaddha. Can you imagine, just because of one book by one person, millions, and Stalin killed how many? Billions of people? So 1 billion or something like that? At least some million. Hitler seems like a local small gunda compared to Stalin, the amount of people he killed. His own countrymen in the name of saving them. How much deviated can a person actually go? So making big, big plans to adjust the miseries of the material world. It has happened in the past, Prabhupada writes. It is happening in the present and will continue to happen till Mahavishnu breathes inside. And then, of course, another point that is made by Srila Prabhupada is, in this purport, is tolerance. Prabhupada writes here, this was all ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to glorify His devotee and show how tolerant a devotee is in rendering service to the Lord. So the first lesson that we can learn from Rantidev is to memorize these two verses. First of all, that's one service we can do. Memorize these two verses of Rantidev that he spoke, which is making devotees even today, after his departure. He reasons ill who says Vaishnavas die while they are still living in sound. Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, a Vaishnava is judged by how many devotees he makes. Haridas Thakur is still making devotees. Prabhupada is making his devotees, still making his devotees through his extended self in the form of this institution, through his sincere followers, and through his books and his words. He's still making devotees. Actually, he's making devotees. We are only facilitating. We bring him. We bring people and give to the main doctor who does the heart surgery. We are like compounders or, you know, people sitting at the reception. Doctor achche. Both log andar gaye. Sab log sab. Jo bhi aaya wapas thik ho ke aaya. Tum bhi aa jaoge thik. Krishna says, purvairapi mumukshubhi. Kuru karmai va tasmatvam. Purvaihi purvadharam kritam. Jo bhi yahan aaya thik ho ke gaya wapas. Achcha hospital aa jao. Aa jao. आओ तो सही, बैठो, दवाई लेते रहो, बस. देखो ये भी ऐसा था, तुम्हारे जैसा था, तुमसे ज्यादा था. अभी देखो कैसा मुस्कुराता है, बहुत दुखी था. राइट, दैट्स हाउ पीपल डेवलप फेथ इन द हॉस्पिटल. अरे बहुत लोग ठीक हो, जो भी, अरे स्ट्रेचर पे आया, भागते भागते गया वापस. राइट, सो मेनी पीपल कम टू दिस center. Now come to this program. People came on stretchers. People came with a stick and went back with their eyes open. Chakshur unmilitam yena. Deaf people came and started hearing. Lame people came and started jumping mountains of false ego. So, he's still doing his preaching, still making devotees. And the second thing that the Lord glorified is his tolerance. Basically, tolerance of two types. One is internal, to tolerate the internal enemies or urges, and to tolerate the external situation. We only find one aspect of Rantidev mentioned here. but that particular incident. But there are six urges: vacho vegam, manasa vegam, jihva vegam, udara vegam, upastha vegam. Etan veganyo vishaheta dhira. Dhira. Dhira means one who has dhairyam. Dhairya means patience. One should not become restless. I am doing and something is not happening. Sometimes we tend to become restless. Why? Because the mind is not controlled. Therefore, a dhirastatrana muhyati, a person who is patient and tolerant, is actually the best of all yogis. The mind is restless. The essence of all yoga, why is considered abhavan yogina sarve? Everyone will become the topmost yogi. Why? Because yogi means one who has controlled the mind. And the nature of mind is restless. So many excuses why I don't want to continue Krishna consciousness. And just tolerate. Tam sthitikshasu bharata. Just tolerate. Deep-rooted conditionings of the past. It's basically the mind. Manifesting through the tongue, manifesting through the belly, the genitals, and the urges. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, whatever. And the other, tolerating the externals. Shita, ushna, sukha, dukkheshu, tatha, mana, apamana, yoho. In relations, in relationships, one has to be tolerant. How will we become tolerant? Yamhira vyathayantyete purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram saha amrutatvaya kalpate. He's actually amrutatva. He's actually achieved. Because he realized that is in the case of Avanti Brahman. Avanti Brahman, anger, earlier he was so disturbed, but later, even though there were so many provoking factors from outside, so many people spitting on him, urinating on him, flatulating on him, throwing things on him, stealing away everything from him. But he was absolutely undisturbed. Why? Krodha. Why? Where does krodha come from? Anger come from? Kamat krodho bhijayat. Basically material desires. And when these desires are not fulfilled, then you become angry. And whoever is the immediate cause of not fulfilling that desire, he becomes the target of your anger. But Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashant. Nishkama. Why? How can we become nishkama? By making sure that our desires are in line with Krishna's desire. Guru mukha padma vakya chitte te kariyo aikya arna kariho mone asha. Because all asha will turn into nirasha and anger eventually, if it is not in line with Krishna's desires. And therefore, paratmanishtham, he became a sannyasi. This is our sannyas mantra actually. Sannyas doesn't mean simply sannyas ashram. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 6.1, anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiha sa sannyasi sa yogi cha. Paratmanishtham. Paratmanishtham means engaging in devotional service. By manasa, vacha, karmana. He is a yogi. He is a bhakta. So, naturally all preaching will happen. If you simply do this, one is becoming a samadarshi and genuinely understanding the sufferings of others. And once we are absorbed in the sufferings of others, naturally and gradually, we will also become so absorbed in doing seva that we may also one day hopefully forget to eat our breakfast and still not remember. So absorbed, magna chitta, shoche, so much thinking about, that is a positive motivation than Of course, sometimes we may become dejected when we read these kind of examples. Very difficult for me. Too much. Why? Because this is prema bhakta. What we are doing is sadhana bhakta. We are sadhana bhaktas. Sadhana bhakta, what is the motivating force for us? Our motivating force is, scriptures are telling, better chant Hare Krishna. Guru has already told, we have committed. All the great acharyas have to, kya karev, karna hai padega. Otherwise, we are fallen. Yam shastra vidhim uchrujya vartate kamakaratah, nasa siddhim avapnoti, na sukham, na param gati, ararara, kar do bhai japa. So, shastra is our motivating force. We have no love for Krishna. Kya karein, ekadashi palan karna padega. Likha hai shastra mein. Kya kya chalta hai, dekho. How to adjust? See, we are trying in that sense, you know, how to adjust to see that rules are not broken and yet my agenda is fulfilled. That's our motivating force for following right now. Still, it is better. Then comes bhava bhakti. Bhava bhakti means natural attraction for serving Krishna. And prema bhakti means you are naturally attracted. Krishna is attracted to you. Sri Krishna, karshani chasa. Krishna is attracted to come and meet with the devotee, talk to the devotee, reciprocate with the devotee. Why? Because Sandrananda, his love is so concentrated like a lead that there is no sponge, like, you know, sense gratification can enter inside. In between two space, psh, little sense gratification. No. It is so concentrated. Love is so concentrated that there is no place for sense gratification to enter. So Krishna is attracted by such devotee. That is a different, too far a calling. At least we should be attracted. Even if there is no attraction, sadhana bhakti. But even this sadhana bhakti gives two benefits. And that is kleshagni and shubhada. And Shubhada means Shubhani Preenanam Sarva Jagatam Anuraktata. The first installment of auspiciousness that comes in our mind is Shubhani Preenanam Sarva. We start loving everyone. We start loving every living entity. Every living entity in whichever body, whichever species, what to speak of different colors and races. And the second thing is, naturally, people are attracted to the words, the actions of ours. Why? Because to that extent, we are manifesting Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. So this is the... Okay, I think we'll stop here. 9:15, we are supposed to stop. One question, if there is any. Yes. Ramananda Rai Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class. You mentioned the qualities of Rantidev, and the one big quality is tolerance, and you gave the example of Avanti Brahmana. how, being very tolerant, he was also ill-treated. But we've also heard of how, I think it was Narad Muni who advised the snake that, you know, don't bite, but don't forget to hiss. So, you know, can you clear this, you know, how tolerant can one be, you know, with these two examples? There's a little confusion in my mind.
I think we can't act artificially. We won't last. When we try to act against or beyond our realization, generally maybe because of immaturity or because of false ego, we want to show off how much larger than what we actually are. So if you are immature, we learn the hard way. And if you are egoistic, Krishna will expose us. So better be realistic rather than be idealistic. Why? We should be idealistic in our desires, but be realistic. This will happen. All of these will happen naturally and gradually. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. We should act on our platform, but not be satisfied on that platform. I once wrote 2-line offering to Srila Prabhupada. Please, Srila Prabhupada, give me the courage and the humility to accept what I am. It really requires courage to accept what I am and the humility to accept I am what I am. But give me the strength and good intelligence not to remain where I am. We have to have the good intelligence in which direction to move, and we beg for Krishna's strength that we have to go higher. We can't act beyond our realization for long. You know? So therefore we should beg for that realization. Beg, and how do we show to Krishna that we are sincere? By sincerely following. By sincerely and very seriously, without any motives, following what we have heard to the best of our ability. So humbly, humbly we accept. And the amazing thing is, the more a person advances, the more he feels fallen. Actually. Because in less advanced stage, we actually think, I'm substantially advanced, I think. I mean, objectively, let us analyze. Kafi sudhar gaya hu main. But the more we advance, the more, actually in the beginning stage, I think we look on the brighter side more. Suppose this whole hall is our heart. First it was like a big dustbin. Huge corporation dustbin. And somewhere at least 1 square inch we have cleaned. And our whole focus is on the cleaned part. Ooh, 1 square inch of clean space. But more and more it shifts towards the unclean part. That's really fearful. That's really humbling. What we have to actually deal with. So yeah, that's the solution that we realize. That's why the science of self-realization, the complete science of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is like a map. It's like a map. You know exactly where you are. But simultaneously, you know what are the dangers. I should be cautious about, so that not to lose my path or actually backtrack. And simultaneously, utsahat, nishchayat, dhairyat. Gradually move ahead. So both are important. Therefore, mahajano yena anu. This is very important. Tat prasanga anubhavena ranti deva anuvartinaha. Vartinaha means path. Anu means following in the footsteps. Even though we may not have that compassion, we may not have that tolerance. Therefore, we look ahead on those great souls who had that compassion, who had that tolerance, who had that genuine abundance of devotion, magna chitta, and simultaneously deep, deep, deep concern, deep tears of lamentation for the suffering nature of this conditioned soul, of conditioned souls. We don't have that. The fact is this. But if you simply become an instrument of compassion in their hands, Krishna, and the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can read this particular verse, very beautiful verse. How to develop that quality, right? Right now, that's what we are asking. How to go ahead He says, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syat Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevana Shushusho Shaddhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syat Mahat Sevaya. By serving those great souls, we develop their qualities. Whomever we serve, we develop the qualities of our master. So, why it happens? By serving the great souls, we also develop their qualities unknowingly, whether we like it or not. Automatically, we develop those qualities. Why? Because, Sad Mahatseva, Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. Because they, Prabhupada writes in that purport, they are risking their lives for Krishna's satisfaction. So Krishna is highly obliged to them. Krishna is highly obliged to them. Krishna is sold out. He's captured in their heart. Because they are taking so much risks for his mission, Lord's mission, the Lord is highly obliged. He's indebted to them. And when a person is, if you are indebted to someone, if they ask for even something, generally they don't ask anything. But when they ask for anything, you immediately cannot but reciprocate. So when we please those devotees, and those devotees are satisfied with us, just their satisfaction becomes a channel for Krishna's mercy to flow. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. So just, we don't know what's good for us. We don't know what's good for the world. We know one thing. This person knows. This person did something. Krishna acknowledged it. Krishna approved it and glorified him in such an exalted way for all world, for all time to know. At least he's a recognized devotee of the Lord. No doubt about it. So anuvartina, very safe. Rantidev anuvartina. Simply, blindly, just blindly meaning full faith. Blindly doesn't simply externally, superficially, but blindly meaning having faith that, I mean, it's already a well-established path. So there doesn't need to be any big doubt about it. So if we keep following, then mercy will flow and realizations will dawn and qualities will manifest. And something will happen. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nithai Gopremanandi.